There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome to the family with
Ellie Nick,
Alex Brant-Bernard Rasmussen,
co-host Catherine Brandt,
and Andy Brant-Bernard.
We'll be right back, hour two, and we're going to pick up where you guys left off, so I hope you remember what you were talking about.
What the hell were we talking about?
I have no idea.
Oh, God.
Something about George Floyd.
That's the thing.
All right, we'll be right back with the family.
Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. Jayla was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walzer Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walzer Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Ah, music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning. But wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walzer Nissan at Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who've been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your, all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant.
Moving soon? Tom Bernard here with my friend John Schwartz, co-owner of AAA Movers, local and family-owned since 1964. John, you and your staff do a lot more than just move.
Tommy, we do. We move residential and commercial, local and long distance. Folks love our decluttering service, especially if you want to stage a home for a sale. We can store your belongings while in between homes, junk hauling with junk luggers, including a service for items you wish to donate to the less fortunate. And if you need to move your car, we do that too. And at a great price.
Can it get any better?
Yes, it can. Mention Tom Bernard or KQ, and you'll receive a free moving box kit with every move. And you'll save $50 off junk removal with junk luggers.
Your move is always triple guaranteed with AAA Movers. That's their price guarantee, safety guarantee, and satisfaction guarantee. Call 612-588-MOVE or online at aaamovers.com. AAA Movers. You may not move every day, but they do.
We're rocking out, man.
Rocking.
That's all I know. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. A little news, a little information. I asked everybody to pick up where they left off in the first segment.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
Oh, now you don't remember. Okay.
Yeah, the stabbing thing, the shooting stabbing deal.
The shooting stabbing deal.
I don't know the shooting stabbing deal.
Oh, you don't know about this? There was a 15-year-old girl who called the cops.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have no idea.
And the cop came, and the girl who had called the cops was had a knife in her hand,
right,
and she was like fighting with a couple of girls in the in the yard. The cop saw her trying to stab somebody and shot her.
Right.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
And everybody's going insane.
Is that here, Minnesota?
No, it's in...
God, I hope not. We have enough craziness to deal with.
Did you see the New Mexico cop get shot?
No.
You didn't, guys haven't seen that video?
No.
Oh, when you got to see that. Just a couple, three days ago.
He shot by who?
Traffic stop. Went up to the passenger side. Lone guy in the car. Truck. Pickup truck. Goes up to the passenger side. Asked him for license. He said, is that a rifle under the seat right there? And I forget, I think the guy says yes. And the officer asked him to step out of the car. Well, he stepped out of the car and brought the rifle with him, AK-47. And as soon as he got to the bed, he picked it up and shot the cop right in the head.
Oh, Jesus.
And then went over and shot him in the back of the head.
Oh,
and
God.
He took off. He did get caught.
Good.
And he's a drug dealer, I believe. Hispanic name. I think he might have been at one time from Mexico, but yeah, it's brutal. You have to watch it. It's really, really.
Why would you shoot a cop just because he spotted your rifle?
Sure, I guarantee you had drugs in the car or something.
Oh, that's probably true.
But he's dead now.
Is he?
Yeah, they shot him. I can't believe you didn't see this. It's such a brutal video.
They shot the guy who shot the cop?
Yeah.
Good.
When he was on the run?
They cornered him and they had a shootout and they shot him. I can't believe it's not on every news station because the video is so graphic. It's so brutal.
Well, the amazing thing is that people need to understand is if he's going to shoot a cop, what do you think he's going to do to you if you give him trouble?
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
big dude, too.
Oh, was he?
Oh, big dude. Columbus.
Big dude.
Columbus, Ohio?
Sure.
I guess. I've scrolled through 4,000 things and not one place.
Pull up the New Mexico thing will come right up instantaneously.
We have Wendy on the phone.
Wendy's with us. Wendy, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Magnificent. Getting in a better mood every day, except for I'm weak as a 6-year-old.
Why?
Well...
I don't know. I just am nowhere near as strong as I used to be.
I was born that way, so.
I was born that way. That was
No matter how much I have exercised in the past, you know, I mean, I'm still not going to stop anybody with my brute strength.
Yeah, I just don't put on muscle, no matter what.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah, you put on muscle easily.
Wiry as hell.
Yeah, but you put on muscle really pretty easily.
I out push-upped every boy in my high school class.
And I
had the high school record for bent arm hang.
Yeah,
too.
You have oddly strong.
Like for how little
body
I am, I am very Bernard strong.
Thing. It must be a Bernard thing. This is not a brand thing.
No.
I had a high school record for it was like 100-meter dash or something like that for a little bit. But I was always fast, but I was never strong.
Yeah, but you're built like a brand. You're long and lean.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Long and lean.
I don't know. I think my brothers are fairly strong. They're just they're not real muscly kind of guys. Like Terry has to work. Terry works out like every day with weights to be muscly.
Yeah,
he really hits it hard to get
That's
there.
Very true. So we've solved all the problems in the world today, Wendy. What do you have to solve?
Oh God, I don't know. It's really sad that when they announced the verdict and they announced him guilty, I felt relief because I thought, okay, maybe they won't burn everything down.
Yeah.
But then the other part of me thought, you know, why does this feel like villagers with torches?
I agree.
You know, the whole mob scene. It's like, you know, they're going to, what some people don't understand, and then watching the people, you know, watching the reactions of the people afterwards. And I saw this one white woman lady, you know, breaking down about, it's going to be wonderful. And I'm like,
the world's fixed now.
you don't look like the demographic that they're going for here. How does this, you know, how does this affect you? And then you had other people who were like, oh, we got one. Now we got to end this again. White, blonde haired, she looked like she came right from the suburbs. She says, well, now we have to make sure that the cop in Brooklyn Park, we have to make sure she goes away for life, too. I'm like, okay, you idiot.
Life.
Two different situations. Yeah, she wants, now the thing is with them, if a cop does anything, if he, like, cuts somebody's fingernail wrong, they want to put him in jail for life.
That's what I said. This sets a narrative now.
Yeah, it does.
Well, that's what I was...
Their thing is, like, they are pushing the narrative that... all police are part of a white supremacist
cabal
that are out hunting people of color, and but it's completely and totally not true.
I think it's. I think you're right, Wendy. I think it's a narrative that the left has invented to push and get people to get rid of local police. I really do. Yeah, I think it's going to be a national police force in our lifetime.
You're right.
You're not wrong. And I keep saying, people, 1984, read that book.
Yep.
We're getting closer and closer to
you're
it.
Right. We are.
We absolutely are.
The reason why I brought up this Columbus incident was because, so the cop shot a 15-year-old girl who wasn't a real small person, and he only saw her from behind, apparently, when he, whatever, he was trying to break up a fight or whatever he was doing. If he didn't shoot her, if he didn't stop her from stabbing the other person,
she would have died.
If he just sat there and watched it, then he would be culpable for watching
accessory
somebody.
To murder or something.
He would get charged either way.
He would, yeah.
So
but he could have shot her
in
the leg or tased her.
You don't shoot people.
Mass. We've talked to cops. You just can't.
But you could have tased her.
It's very hard to just shoot somebody in the leg in a moving target that's sitting there lunging at somebody with a knife. Yeah. Very difficult.
Could have tased her.
It depends on the range.
That is the question.
Tasers only have a certain range, and they have a very high failure rate.
Yeah, they do.
So someone is like about to stab someone. If you tase them, there's a pretty high chance it's not going to do anything, and they're going to still stab them.
Yeah.
That's maybe we just need no cops and see what happens.
Wait till I get to Cheyenne, Wyoming before you do that, will you?
Let's just get rid of the cops.
I really do think that they're going to have to experiment with some just zero cops. Yeah. You guys just, you're on your
People
own.
People are just
going
to have to see what the world is like without cops.
I mean, there is pretty much cities that have that right now. I mean, really, I mean, Minneapolis last year missed 500 911 calls, or 5,000, sorry, 5,000.
5,000.
Yeah, 5,000 911 calls, and they just didn't go to. Well, it pretty much is a city without police. I mean, you can't get, there's no traffic stops in the city of Minneapolis. They abolished that.
It's terrible.
You can't really get arrested for much. I mean, you have to have theft over $6,000 to be arrested.
Well, I've been saying that on the highways for years. It's like, you see people driving, like, oh my God, so dangerously, just zooming in and out, going, I don't even know how fast. It's like, what do you
totally
have to do?
Reckless.
Shoot guns outside your window and throw bombs out?
Even that, you wouldn't get stopped.
Would you get pulled over then?
I don't think you would in Minneapolis. I really don't. People shoot out their windows all the time.
Well, I guess if that's what people want in their cities, then that's what they're going to get.
Yep.
I don't know what else to do.
I say just give it to them.
Catherine, who was that person that committed that horrible crime and the judge couldn't hold him because there's no bail in the state?
Yeah, and then he went and killed somebody right after.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, that was a month
or
so ago.
New York, California, both have no bail.
Because the judge said, I can't do anything, ladies and gentlemen. I have to let him go.
Yeah, it's state law.
Yeah.
And he went and killed somebody. Jesus, how do they not see that that's not a good thing?
New York City, it's what they have.
Oh,
no bail.
I blame Wendy. Wendy, it's all your fault.
I know. See, if some of these idiots would actually take my good ideas and put them into law, there wouldn't be these problems. What the city of Minneapolis and other cities like it are doing is saying, well, we don't want to offend people, so criminals, go ahead and do whatever you want, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, because growing up in my house, if we did something wrong, there were consequences. You know, and we knew that. So you knew what you couldn't do because you really hit into some big trouble. And I think that that's completely gone from society now, because every time that you see somebody commit a crime, more and more of these crimes, you can tell the people just do not give a crap about it, because it's like, well, they're not going to arrest me because I'm, you know, pick your color of the week. And then it's getting worse. Because I saw this article on the news that apparently, and I don't watch the news very often, but I was flipping channels and it intrigued me. Apparently there's a movement now that this whole Asian hate deal, there's this rash of crimes against Asians that are being perpetrated by African Americans.
Yeah, it is. That's true.
That's not the best part. Apparently, it's the white people's fault.
the which I think it's the governor or senator from Hawaii has a book out on Asian hate. Right now she's Asian and she has a book out about Asian hate.
Oh.
How rampant it is.
Why would you hate Asian people?
I know.
Who can't? Jesus. They're Asian people. What the hell?
They apparently some you know, people that wanted a virtue signal felt left out. Their particular cause wasn't included, so they had to link it on to a cause that was.
Of course.
And I'm telling you, even in our own, you know, state, from the I know one of the Democratic people, not saying what, you know, male, female, state house representative, but when something, you know, when the person was frustrated because some gun violence had occurred, they put out on their Facebook page, well, nothing's going to get done because the Republicans won't cooperate with us.
Oh, God. I'm sick of that, too.
Well, and I messaged her. I said, you realize what you just said, how you said it? It wasn't that the Republicans won't cooperate with you. You put they won't do what you want. I said, that's not cooperation. That's hostage.
Well, that's like Nancy Pelosi thanking George Floyd for giving his life for justice.
I know. What?
He did not offer it up.
No.
I'm telling you, there's a narrative.
Pretty sure he didn't want to be that guy.
There's a narrative because there's a result they want in the end. They're pushing a narrative for a purpose.
Yes.
Yeah.
What we have to do as, you know, the people that aren't like crazy and insane, we have to push back. I mean, honestly,
they'll just call you names. They'll just say you're racist and try to cancel you and ruin your business. Yeah. That's what they'll do. They've done it.
It's a mob.
It's like, go ahead and call me racist. Is that a threat or is that a challenge? You know, when somebody calls somebody a racist, it's like, so are you challenging me? I mean, is that is that what you want me to be?
Well, what they're teaching in school is if you're white, you're just inherently racist, so calling somebody a racist is just counterproductive because you're already assuming that anybody who's white is racist.
Biden's pushing that agenda, critical race theory. He wants it in every school.
Oh, God.
Critical race theory is a dangerous narrative.
Oh, God, yes.
It's a very dangerous
narrative. We need to fight back. We need to fight back. And fight back not meaning, you know, violence or whatever, but...
You don't mean an insurgence, do you?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really funny. You burn down a city. It's peaceful protest, but and you stage a sit-in at the Supreme Court offices. It's a peaceful protest.
Yeah.
But you get into the state capitol and it's an insurrection.
I mean, feel bad for that lady that was shot there.
Yeah. There was no reason for it.
No, she was unarmed and there was cops right behind her. Those three. If you look at the whole video, the outpour of it, there's three armed cops right behind her.
God.
But yet she was shot in the throat.
Well, and, you know, the sad part is, you know, you keep the way that they keep putting it out there, it makes you think like all people of any other color believe those. Well, that's totally not true.
I know a lot of people of other colors
that are totally embarrassed by what these people are doing and saying, you know. And my daughter had some friends from high school that I also, you know, they were nice kids, but I can't talk to them anymore. Because I just want to belt them in the mouth.
Yeah, I got a lot of people like that.
I wouldn't, but the desire is there. It's like, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
That's why I said, what would fix it if we got invaded by some other power?
Probably it would
unite this country. That's probably about the only thing that would.
That's very, very sad.
It's sad, right?
It's a sad thing. Sad.
I know. They're creating such a horrible atmosphere, and I think what a lot of them don't understand is the fact that do a lot of the major police forces need changes? Well, of course they do. You can't remain static and be successful. But, and are some of the changes that they are proposing good ideas? Depending on how you implement them, yes, actually it can be. But you can't just defund the police and all of a sudden just go from zero to your brand new age ideas overnight. It has to be a transitional balance.
Have you guys ever have you guys ever seen other countries' police force in use, like how they take over a situation?
Oh, they take it over. They
you go to the UK, you go to Germany, you go to Italy, they come in like you've never seen anything. Like they have this way, they march up one way and circle a thing, and they just close in on everyone, and they just take people out, man. I mean, take them out. It's nice because it's no plan. And that's every country in the world. In the whole world, they beat the crap out of people, man.
Well, and with all the mental illness that's out there right now, they do actually need a component of that taught. But, and it is being taught in some police forces as to how to handle it, how to recognize it, how to deal with it. But it's should be something standard that's taught, because I've heard stories from police I know. You could not pay me any kind of money to deal with some of the mentally unbalanced people they have to deal with.
And why do we have so much mental imbalance in this country? Because you don't see it in a lot of other countries.
Well,
you just don't.
Why is it that all of these guys that are being shot by cops have this big rap sheet with drugs, drug charges, drug use, violence against women? It's like, what the hell is... Yeah. I mean, our society is just sick.
Well, we're a drug-infested country.
Yeah. That's it's sick.
People have to take responsibility for the behavior that led them to that point. And they aren't. Because, you know, that kid in Brooklyn Park that... And he's not a kid. He's 20. The kid in Brooklyn Park... The guy in Brooklyn Park that, you know, got shot instead of tased. You know, look at his rap sheet. But, of course, when you say that to the wrong people, oh, you're horrible. It's like, no, you have to fundamentally look at, why did this person get to this point in life?
Exactly.
Where they tried to run away from police after they've been stopped.
Well, it's hard because a lot of the time, you know, if you talk to super left-leaning people, a lot of the time it's like, well, you know, it's because they're black and they're not offered any opportunity, and the only thing that they can do is stay in the ghetto and sell drugs for their, like, to make money because of oppression and all this stuff. And then, but then you then you talk about black people that do succeed, and then it's like, but then they're a traitor to their upbringing, and they're called Uncle Toms and all this stuff. And so it's like, because if you talk to people from the ghetto, you know, we had this conversation with Rashawn and stuff, and he was like, if you leave the ghetto, like, you want to get out of the ghetto, but then when you leave the ghetto, you're a turncoat because you left everybody behind, and you're an Uncle Tom. Exactly. And so it's like, there's no right answer.
In 1992, Dave Chappelle Show did a reparations
phenomenal.
Where all the black people got like $10 million.
Cigarettes.
They all went and bought cigarettes and booze.
Cool cigarettes.
It's the funniest Chappelle episode of Chappelle.
Chappelle bought an entire semi full of cool cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
It was very, very funny.
It was pretty funny.
Well, Biden's $12 trillion reparations bill that he's trying to get passed,
where are they going to get it?
Well, I don't know. The magic money tree.
I said this to Nancy, your mom, last night. So now New York City, I don't know if you guys know this, New York City is giving all illegal aliens, you have to apply for it, and you have to have nothing, but they give you $16,000.
That's
not bad. So it'd be worth it for somebody in the ghetto to just go over to Texas, go through Progreso, go into Progreso, Mexico. You can still walk across that border right now. Pay 50 cents.
You can,
and then throw all your IDs away, and then come in the next border and say you're an illegal. And make your way to New York and get your 16
baby.
Grand.
Like
if you could do it all in a month, it's pretty good money for a month.
Yeah,
16 grand?
Not bad.
Can you
not
do it as many times as you want? Is there
if you keep changing your name, sure. Because they don't have any
identification. LA Nick, we won't be seeing you for a while.
I don't need the 16 grand that bad. I'm saying if you were in the ghetto, had nothing, or you were homeless, you had nothing, 16 grand's a good head start.
It is a good head start.
Sure.
Did you hear what Craig said about Progreso yesterday?
No.
They put a wall around it.
Oh, yeah.
So all those people from Guatemala and El Salvador can't get in their town while they're crossing the American border.
Sure. No, because Progreso thrives on American senior citizens.
They do, yep.
There's 100 dentist offices on the main street of Progreso. It's a dental town. That's what it is. It's all American dentists.
What
they go
city
there
is it right outside of Texas?
Padre Owen.
Oh, it's by Padre. Oh, okay.
So it's right there. And so everyone in that whole area goes to Progreso for dental. it's a dental town. It's a dental destination vacation spot. People go there, get their teeth fixed, and stay in Padre Island, and then go over to Progreso.
Okay.
And it costs 50 cents to get in to walk across. And you can drive across, too. But there, oh. it's an open border right now.
Can you get in by the wall they put up?
No, that's the way it really is. But you don't want to be there at night. No. I wouldn't want. I mean, it's a cool town. It's all shops and bars, and but I wouldn't want to be there at night.
Yeah, you never know who's going to be.
Same with the bar is. I wouldn't want to be there at night, but it's great during the day.
I don't want to be anywhere at night. It's Wendy, dark. I can't be outside. Too
dark. Wendy, thank you for.
I don't want to be anywhere near Mexico. So it's just like no.
Mexico City is one of the greatest places in the world.
I was talking to my dad yesterday. He said. Yeah, one time we just, your mother and I just drove through Mexico, little town to little town. We didn't have any problems. It was the greatest.
It's great.
Greatest experience. I'm like, you couldn't do that now.
Yeah, actually, you could.
You can just drive around Mexico.
Absolutely. My friend Jason Davis drives from he lives in Texas. He drives all the way to Cabo San Lucas all the time.
Really?
Jason Davis isn't on the road with Jason Davis?
Not on the road anymore?
That one?
No.
We got to wrap it up for the first part here. Wendy, thank you very much. Always good input on the show.
Oh, you betcha. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. We will take a break. Be right back. I want to read you a story, and I want to get your take on it, because I don't agree with
Is
any.
Is it the Three Little Pigs?
Yes. We'll be right back.
Tom here for Shift Real Estate. Last year, about this time when we were making plans for Key West, I met the folks from Shift Real Estate. And when I heard the Shift story, it made sense to me. It made sense to my kids, and it makes sense to pretty much everybody that's heard about them. Shift Real Estate saves home sellers thousands of dollars on real estate fees. How do they do it? Shift lists for a flat fee of $5,000. You work with a full-time salaried agent. They take professional photos and videos of your home, list it on the MLS, and market your home online, all for a $5,000 flat fee. Call Shift Real Estate and tell them about your home. Tell them that you heard me talking about it, and they will tell you how you can save $10,000 or more when you list with Shift. It's the common sense way to sell your home. Visit shift2sell.com. That's shift2sell.com. Because life is expensive enough.
Northern Metal Fab, right off the interstate in Baldwin, Wisconsin, is a custom job shop specializing in large-scale projects. Northern Metal Fab is now hiring for all positions, including welders, painters, and inspectors, to provide quality craftsmanship to their customers. Northern Metal Fab is growing, and their growth is your opportunity. Northern Metal Fab offers competitive pay, excellent benefits, and more. Apply online today at nmfinc.com. That's nmfinc.com. Northern Metal Fab is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, it's Tom again from my friends at Profile by Sanford. Danette, Kelly, and the gang. Spring is here and warmer weather means less layers of clothing, and you know what that means. You can't hide the COVID-15 or more you added on under that bulky sweater anymore. My COVID-19 is more like COVID-35. But not to worry, I have the solution. Now is the perfect time to join Profile. Profile was developed by doctors to take the guesswork out of sustainable weight loss. Profile is simple, effective, and a certified health coach is with you every step of the way, which really helps me out because, you know, I need all the help I can get. I've got Danette, my personal coach, keeping me on the straight and narrow. I joined Profile, and I'm beyond glad that I did. I really am. I feel great. Profile worked for me, and it can work for you, too. Listen, I'm most sincere when I say you can do this. Visit ProfilePlan.com to find a location near you. That's ProfilePlan.com. Tell them Tom sent you. Mention promo code KQRS at your consultation for additional savings. See ProfilePlan.com, promo code KQRS.
Rocking out, baby. All right, I want to read something from the National Press that just came out. I don't know if I agree with this guy or not, but you can't have an opinion that is different from anyone else's now. You just can't.
I mean, you can. You'll
not
get yelled at.
From the mob, no.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association, HFPA, which puts on the Golden Globes, has expelled the former president after he shared an article that described Black Lives Matter as a racist hate movement. Does he not, as an American, have the right to believe they're a racist hate movement if he wants? I mean, he can believe that, can't he?
Sure.
Apparently he can't anymore. Philip Burke, who served 8 terms as president until 2011, shared the Front Page Mag article, which claimed BLM was carrying on the work of convicted murderer Charles Manson, who wanted to start a race war. Now, I could see how some people would look at what BLM does as trying to start a race war. I'm not saying I think that, but you could see some people might think that, right?
Sure.
With association members, staff, general counsel, and COO Gregory Geckner on Sunday, reports Los Angeles Times was a horrible timing for the 87-person HFPA, which last month vowed to address a lack of diver. Oh, here's the reason. Because the 87-person Hollywood Foreign Press Association does not have one black member. So they're blaming that on him. Did they ever think that maybe black people don't want to be a member of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association?
Hollywood's dug its own grave, man.
It really has.
I'm sorry.
It really has.
And you know what? They even know it. Every single person I know there, they're either so far in their hole that they can't, they're not going to get out. They'll defend it to the end, or they have left Hollywood. Hollywood's in trouble.
Hollywood's in trouble. Here's my only question about this. Now, do I agree with them? No, I don't. Necessarily a racist hate movement, whatever. But he can't believe he gets canceled. He's already been fired from every job he's had. He had 3 jobs, and they all 3 fired him for making that statement. But here's what I don't understand. That Sage Rasmussen, our grandson, is 2 years old.
Almost 3, thank you very much.
So he's almost 3. So this guy can't believe that I could see how some people would think Black Lives Matter is a racist hate movement. I mean, all they do is puke up how horrible white people are.
Well, they start the pot to get it going.
Right, exactly. So my question is, and I'm not saying I agree with either side, because I don't agree fully with either side of this, but he can't believe what he believes, but it's okay for you to believe that Sage Rasmussen, 2 years old, is a racist, because he's white.
What the hell is wrong with that? I think, too, a lot of people are missing, there's a lot of dark money behind this stuff, too.
What do you mean by dark money?
Like, you know, stuff, money from like Soros and people like him.
That
doesn't get publicized. They don't talk about it. Black Lives Matter, the money's really going to individuals.
Well, she bought 4 houses.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to put that on Facebook, by the way.
You're not allowed to put.
If you post Facebook that she bought a house in L.A., they instantly ban you. If you just put that.
They
on
don't
Facebook
ban
page,
you. They just delete it.
From Twitter and Facebook, how much longer are people going to put up with that garbage?
Big tech is a big problem.
It is a huge problem.
Worldwide.
Warned them 9 years ago that it was going
to
be.
Worldwide. And people have to remember, this stuff isn't just going on in America.
Oh, no.
It's going on globally. Every country in Europe is having the same discussions we're having.
God, isn't that terrible?
Well, you have the whole chain of countries up, you know, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and all that. They're very left-leaning, extreme left-leaning.
Yeah, they are.
So they're pushing it all on the rest of Europe.
Here's what I don't understand.
Colliding.
Why aren't we fighting back against the fact that a 2-year-old white kid is a racist? Why is nobody fighting back going, are you out of your mind?
Critical race theory is dangerous because the
deck is stacked against you if you're a minority voice.
Well, you see that guy just pulled his daughter out of that school. It was $50,000 a semester in high school or grade school.
Yeah, the Berkeley
and,
or
have you read that letter?
Yes.
That letter is phenomenal.
It is a
that
great
guy
letter.
Is great,
it's
right?
a great letter.
It is a phenomenal letter. If you haven't read that letter, read that letter. It's a great letter. But, yeah, I mean, the critical race theory is going down a dangerous road. It really is.
Oh, it's
really teaching people.
Dangerous.
And I'll tell you, they think it's making people less racist. I think it's actually making a lot of people racist.
I agree 100%.
It's creating racist.
Well, it's like, do you respect the person that's telling you to hand over your watch, or do you respect the gun?
Yeah.
They want you to judge
people
on the color of their skin.
Yes.
That's what they want you to do.
I just don't know how I ever survived growing up in North Minneapolis, man. We have people of every... No Asians.
They don't want that anymore.
No Asians lived in North Minneapolis.
They don't want you anymore. I said this before. They want to replace us as voters.
Well, they do. There's no question about that.
They want to replace the American public.
But I remember when I was 10 years old or 9 years old, I went trick-or-treating. Now, we didn't go through and pick people out to go trick-or-treating, about 5 of us said, hey, we'll go trick-or-treating.
Sure.
So it was me, Benny Cruchon, who's black, Ronald Cloud, who's Native American. We had one of the Morales brothers, who's Mexican. And then we are stuck with Chucky Gleason, an Irish guy, which I didn't want to invite him. But we had literally everything you'd want because there were no Asian people living in the neighborhood. But we didn't do it on purpose.
No.
There were just friends. It was the way it was. Yeah. It was not because your skin color. Yeah. It was because you're our friends and let's go.
It's the same in the music industry.
It is. Like,
there's no color in the music industry.
Good God.
This is all invented by people. It's follow the money. Follow the money. See who's getting rich. It's a narrative being pushed.
Yeah.
If the people were just left to their own device, it wouldn't be happening.
I look back and so 65 years ago, 60 years ago, it was better than it is today in my neighborhood anyway. I don't know about your hoity-toity outfit.
You were right the other day when you said the internet.
It's destroying
the internet world. Caused a lot of these problems.
There's no question about that.
There's a breaking 911 right now.
Uh-oh.
AOC. The trampling of racial justice is a cause of climate change.
What?
Because we are allowing folks to deny ourselves human rights.
I swear she's a robot.
She's nuts.
Okay, she says things that make no sense.
I don't even understand how she thinks that would make sense. Those words.
And I'm sure people are like, yeah, AOC.
They love her.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of people in Minneapolis, they back her.
AOC.
She's
an imbecile.
To the end, man.
The trampling of racial justice is a cause of climate change.
Omar, he's another
because we are allowing folks to deny ourselves human rights.
What?
I still don't understand.
You could read it 20 times and I still wouldn't have no idea what
you're
saying.
You know why you don't understand it?
Because
it doesn't make any sense.
Well, half the shit that they say, they have all of these little buzz phrases totally meaningless if you read it.
It's a narrative.
It sounds like they're smart, but they're not smart.
It's a narrative that's pushing for a reason.
Yeah,
if you say racial injustice and climate change, people will be enthusiastic.
Well, CNN has committed that that's the next scare tactic that they're going to unleash. They're going to go full on climate change now.
He's been thrown off social media too.
They're going to do that, and they're going to, you know what's going to be another threat? Is nuclear war. They're already starting planting seeds.
Bring it on.
Nuclear war.
They're planting. Bring it on.
Blast me away.
Disintegrate me with an atom bomb.
They're already planting those seeds. China's going to take over Thailand. I mean, not Thailand.
Taiwan.
They're going to take over Taiwan.
Oh, yeah.
And now Russia's going to invade their border country there. They already have 100,000 soldiers over there and tanks and everything else.
Oh, there's all kinds of crap going on in the world that we're not paying any attention to.
No.
None at all.
None at all.
Because racial injustice.
It's absolutely.
Because of climate change, most likely.
Climate change.
She said what? I can't even follow what the hell she's talking about.
The trampling of racial justice is a cause of climate change because we are allowing folks to deny ourselves human rights.
You know,
what does that mean?
No one knows.
It means that she can spew whatever she wants out of her mouth and people kiss her and give her a million bucks.
Who's calling these people out right now, which is a big surprise, is Bill Maher.
Yeah, he is.
What happened to him?
He's calling these people
absolutely
up.
Well,
he's going to lose his show is what's going to happen to him.
I don't know, man. He's been really calling them out hard. I was surprised.
Okay, so if I'm denying Andy rights, like, okay, you can't talk right now.
Andy, you can't
How
talk.
Does that have anything to do with the climate?
I don't get that either.
Maybe because he's silently fuming out carbon dioxide because he's mad.
I have no mouth and I must pollute.
I don't know.
I don't understand what that means.
Well, it's impossible.
Like
to
I said, they say
the
just they say nonsensical platitudes and people lap it up.
When does she go away? Is she ever?
She's never going away.
Oh,
she's probably
going to
be a senator
for your whole life.
She'll probably be running for president in the next 10 years. I would guess.
I hope.
Okay. They love her so much.
I was just going to say something really mean. Never mind.
Say it anyway. Come on, something really mean. Let's go.
No, I don't. It's bad karma.
No,
it's bad karma.
It's true. I can't do that.
No.
No, I look. Oh, somebody, by the way, there's a picture of AOC with this huge, toothy smile on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy got in some, he's got his tit in a ringer because he put up Mrs. Ed. Remember, you know, Mr. Ed the horse.
Yeah, Mrs. Ed.
Well, she does look like
karma.
A horse.
It's bad karma.
Yeah, you're
bad
right.
Bad karma.
I don't know. I just the whole thing. So she makes that statement. Where did they print that statement?
She was giving a speech somewhere.
And they printed that.
Mm-hmm.
Which anything means, she says they print.
Oh, anything.
Anything.
She could
says.
Say hat, banana, lampshade. Racism.
Hat, banana,
and people
lampshade.
Would be like, yes!
You're right.
Yeah, it is true.
I agree.
You know that she's very wealthy.
Yeah. Now she is.
Now she's
well,
very
her family
wealthy.
Was wealthy, too. Yeah. I thought her dad was a huge property owner in New York. Is that not true?
I know that she lived in a very nice neighborhood, and she grew up, her name was Sandy.
Sandy, yeah, it was Sandy.
And once she decided to move to Brooklyn, she decided to get
yeah,
a little bit
me
more.
Up. Tucker only calls her Sandy.
He does. Tucker calls her Sandy.
Sandy.
That's is her name. Last name?
That's her real name.
Well, Sandy what?
Sandy
Ocasio.
Cortez. I don't know about the Ocasio part.
No,
who knows?
One
just Sandy Cortez?
There. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's Sandy what Cortez. Cortez. Alexandra?
She grew up.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Come on.
That sounds more ethnic. If you're going to be in politics, you got to sound ethnic.
Yeah, it's
Sandy.
An advantage.
Oh, God.
Well, your name is ethnic. Sandy. It's after one of my Bohemian relatives.
Bohemian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that fits Alex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, it does. For sure. She got most of the Bohemian. Yeah,
Tom's
gene pool.
Watching that. New Mexico.
I got the muscular and bohemian parts. Yeah. Everything else is a mystery.
What actually is bohemian? What's that actually?
It was a region in the Czech Republic.
It was its own country at one time.
And then it
Bohemia,
was the capital of Czechoslovakia.
When the Russians kept invading, it just kind of melted into.
Well, it became
Czech.
I think it was the capital of Czechoslovakia. No, it was a city.
Bohemia was its own country.
No, but then it became a city within Czechoslovakia,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then now it's kind of the Czech Republic.
Czech Republic is actually one of the few countries that you can go to and freelance work as an American.
And smoke as much weed as you want.
You can freelance work there.
You can only have like 3 joints on you.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true. Well,
they're actually, if you get caught with anything serious over there, you go to jail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They don't mind if you're smoking a joint here.
Anything else, you're going to jail for a long time. They're pretty strict.
Yeah. They're very serious
people. But it's one of the few countries you can go freelance work there and not be a citizen.
God, that's the most disgusting thing
I've ever seen. What are the taxes?
Right? It's very pretty.
God.
They don't want you there.
I didn't want to show everyone else because it's pretty brutal.
No, you do not want to show anyone else.
No.
It's hideous.
What happens in Czechoslovakia is everybody lives in the communist housing that they built.
I've been there.
When they took it up. Everybody moves into the city. They do the whole tourist thing. They work really hard, and then they get the hell out of the city, and they go move to the Bohemian countryside.
Yeah.
That's what they do
as
soon as they can.
Yeah, I have good friends that live there. They're from there, and they took us everywhere, and we had such a great time there. And I like their way of life there.
We've been to Prague.
Yeah.
We went to the trippiest thing ever.
Of course, Andy and I waited here.
It was, you didn't want to go.
It was called the Blacklight Theater.
Black box.
But it was black light. Like you were, it was a black room and everything was
black
lit.
Supposedly it was invented.
And it
in
was
Prague.
Like hands with gloves and black lights. And it was all about like, the coming of age of Alice from Alice in Wonderland. Like, she had a lesbian experience.
Oh,
and it was like,
whatever.
She ended up naked at the end.
Yeah.
The Spanish people were just so weird.
And the four of us, because we went with Ralph Basham's wife, Lindsay, and his daughter, Ashley, and all four of us were just like, what?
What is happening?
Is Wait, did Lindsay and Ashley come to that? Or did they skip it?
They came to it?
Okay, yeah. It was. We were all just like,
well, I don't know. We were trying to think of cultural things to do, and they're like, they invented this black box theater. So we went to it,
and it was the craziest thing.
It was pretty
thing.
Bad.
I mean, you have to be on something to really enjoy that.
One of my favorite moments
Spaniards?
In my life.
Did they ever shut up?
Oh, my God.
We took Andy and Alex and Catherine and me.
Oh, God. You're going to talk about the diaper guy again.
There was a guy in Vegas swinging over your head. He would come flying over your head.
Really,
only his ass was hanging out. And Alex was, I think, 10
years
old.
He was in like a diaper thong.
Yeah.
Diaper thong, yeah. And you were 10, I think. Andy was 12.
I don't even remember.
Because it's the only time he was ever in Vegas when he was 12. And he yelled at a guy that handed him a porno deal. He goes, what's wrong with you? I'm 12 years old. And threw it back at him.
Yeah.
And then Alex, as soon as the butt went right over her head, she goes, "Get me out of here!" Yeah, right?
I hate Vegas. Yeah,
I remember
no,
that.
It was a weird French production.
It was very weird.
They invited us to go.
They invited us to go, so we were like, "Well, we'll go see what it is."
Yeah, and my godfather just like. Yeah. Like, just let's just go. Me out yeah. of the room.
There's a lot of really bad theater out there.
But I love Vegas just for like the food, and you can go to really amazing shows.
There are some. Well, like,
yeah, all the Cirque du Soleil shows are fun,
except for
just
Zumanity. Apparently,
it's not a real experience, though. It's just. I don't know. I've been to places where you walk out of the city square and you're like, holy crap. Like, it's a real life experience. It's not theater.
Oh, no.
It's
Vegas
real.
Is, yeah. Yeah, Vegas is like, Vegas show, is a garbage. Great 4-day weekend
yeah.
sort
yeah,
of shopping,
yeah.
see
eat
a show,
food.
Eat some great food.
I remember, I forget what square
lose $10.
It was.
Yeah. Like,
I forget what square it was. It might have been, I know me and Nancy were in North Africa, and I think maybe it was the square of Marrakesh, and there's just million people and people just. People playing drums everywhere. It was fires everywhere. It was nighttime. It was just so overwhelming and so much sound and activity. It was just like, holy crap. And people like fire guys doing stuff with fire. It's just, that's, you know, a whole different experience than going to
like
a theater.
Fest.
Yeah.
You know.
Vegas is just what Vegas is what Vegas
it's
is.
Own,
yeah. It's just
I didn't love
thing.
It.
I don't.
Except for a couple of things.
I spent a lot of time there. I'm just not a fan of the. Of Vegas.
What did you like in
it's
Vegas?
Pretty
Andy?
Safe.
I liked the nice. Excalibur.
Oh yeah, Excalibur.
Oh yeah, you liked, you liked eating a Cornish game hen with your hands. Yes. I remember that was a highlight of your
if
life.
If you're on the Strip, it's pretty safe, but go into Vegas.
No.
Oh, we stayed downtown.
No, not downtown. Oh. I'm talking North Vegas where people live.
Oh.
Not on the Strip, not in the tourist area. Go into Vegas.
Why we went to Lake Las Vegas.
It's got a very high crime. It's so drug infested. It's one of the most drug infested cities in the world.
Is it?
Oh God! Are you kidding me? The meth in Vegas is just Vegas and Reno are so infested with methamphetamine.
Really good,
and you know, you go into the regular part people live, and every other car's got people sitting in it. Reno is this way. You drive around Reno. Every other car's got people sitting in the car for like 8 hours.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I was at a
they're doing meth.
I was at a gas station today, and I'm pretty sure somebody that was on meth walked. He had like the picky
the meth mites.
Yeah, on his face, and he looked very like unwell, and he was young too. And I was like, ugh.
The thing about meth heads is that you can tell just by looking at them a lot of the time.
Tweakers,
because it causes like all sorts of
they're kind of twitchy.
It changes your face.
Yeah, it does.
And I'll tell you, you go right now. I go to Reno and just look around, look at every other car. The people in every other car. Me and Nancy are like, why is there people in every other car? Like,
doing
for
meth.
8 hours.
Reno used to be a place
doing
that people
meth.
Went to a lot.
That's
Reno's
where grannies went to gamble.
Grannies went to gamble there a long time.
What about the other one?
It was cheaper than Vegas, Reno.
Yeah, it's a crap hole.
What's the other one?
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City.
Oh, that's a real crap hole.
What is it, Havasu?
Lake Havasu, that's another place.
Atlantic City and Reno are just, they're bad.
All
Lake Havasu's fancy,
that
isn't it?
60 years ago, it was cool for old women to go to and play the penny slots.
Yeah, back in the day,
Reno
was cool.
God, penny slots is the best. That's the only gambling I do.
The only thing good in Reno, it has one of the best car museums in the country.
Really?
Yes. It's a mass.
Doing meth in the cars?
No, but it's a beautiful car museum. It really is.
Huh. All right. That's going to do it for today, ladies and gentlemen. A hell of a show. Thanks to our guests. Great guests, as a matter of fact. And we figured out all the world's problems, that Black Lives Matter is not necessarily a racist organization, but then all white people aren't necessarily racist
and
either.
And we cause climate change.
That's exactly
right. By being racist.
We'll talk to you tomorrow with the family.